USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Avoiding putting U.S. and NATO forces on the ground in Ukraine is the best way to avoid World War III. That's what President Biden believes. The White House saying the most effective role the nation can play is by continuing to provide military, economic, and humanitarian assistance. This as the Ukrainians continue to reject the Russian demand to surrender Mariupol. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby adding,
the Ukrainians are very much defending Mariupol. The Russians have tried to encircle Mariupol, surrounding it both from the north and from the south or up the coast.
Good news for Apple users as Apple services are back following an outage reported Monday. Some of the programs experiencing problems were iMessage, iCloud, and the App Store. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Senators are considering the nomination of federal judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. President Biden nominating Jackson to replace the retiring liberal justice Stephen Breyer. As far as some of the things you won't be hearing from the Republicans when it comes to this Senate confirmation hearing, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
No one is going to inquire into your teenage dating habits. No one is going to ask you with mock severity, do you like beer?
The Biden administration is pushing for energy independence by switching to renewable energy. Speaking on Fox Business Network's Varney and Company, former President Donald Trump says that will not be powerful enough and we should begin producing more oil domestically.
The wind is very intermittent, it doesn't work well, and it's the single most expensive form of energy. And we have clean, natural gas. We have more energy than any other country.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
President Biden warned on Monday that there is evolving intelligence to suggest Russia could be exploring options for potential cyber attacks against the United States. The Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technology, Ann Neuberger, spoke at the White House confirming the possibility, citing the war in Ukraine as a factor for the increased risk.
We're urging today companies to take the steps within your control to act immediately to protect the services millions of Americans rely on, and to use the resources the federal government makes available.
Condolences are coming in from around the country for two state troopers in Pennsylvania who were killed in the line of duty.
Pennsylvania State Police are reporting three people, including two Pennsylvania troopers, were killed early Monday when a car slammed into them on Interstate 95 in Philadelphia behind the Eagles football stadium. NBC affiliate in Philly is reporting two officers were attempting to get a pedestrian off the freeway when another driver attempted to use the shoulder of the highway to get around the scene and struck all three souls. From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The 2024 Republican National Convention is close to finding a host city. Milwaukee officials will be in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday to present their bid to be the host city. Milwaukee and Nashville are the finalists being considered for the event. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.